All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We talked last week that we'd have a really good review for you today on a car that was pretty exciting, actually. Not that, Richard, all cars we get aren't exciting, but this one in particular, pretty exciting car. I've got another one we'll talk about next Monday as well. But talk about what you just drove. I happen to have a chance to drive it as well, so let's get into it.
Yeah, so this is the all-new, all-electric, small crossover SUV, what do you want to call it, from Genesis Dad.
And you broke up for a minute, so start over. This is the all-new, what is it again?
My apologies. So this is the all-new, all-electric Genesis GV60, okay, which is essentially their compact SUV, so a little bit smaller of an SUV, all-wheel drive, which is great, Dad, and like I said, all-electric, which is fantastic. The performance trim can get you 0 to 60 in fewer than 4 seconds. And that is even here at altitude, Dad, which you and I talk about.
It is dynamite, by the way. It is awesome.
It is. So, again, folks, this is essentially this is their foray into the all-electric world. And, man, did they do a fantastic job. There's two trim levels available for this car. There's kind of a basic trim level, and then there's the performance trim level, which is a really fantastic one. That's what we had, about $69,000. That's just a hair under 70, and normally we hold off on the price, but we've got a lot to get to, so we're going to tell you. It's got a 77-kilowatt battery pack. If you get the performance trim, it bumps up the horsepower from 314 to 429, or, as you and I tried out, 483 horsepower while you're using the short-term boost mode. You can get it. It says you can get 248 miles out of it. I was about 230, Dad. And even then, and obviously in wintertime here in Colorado, you're really probably maxed out to about 210, 220. So it's a little bit lighter on the total distance in terms of, you know, how far you can go than maybe some of the other competitors out of the market. But, Dad, I will say what it lacks in that, it more than makes up for in its nice luxuries, the niceties, however you want to describe that. In terms of the room, the spaciousness, the cabin, they did a really nice job at that. It's got a really cool feature that they were able to set up, which is that you no longer need a key to operate a vehicle. And by that, I don't mean a digital key on your phone, folks. This thing has got a biometric as well as your face ID sort of a locking system. So you can actually go up to the car, you touch the door handle, you put your face in front of the driver. There's a camera on the driver's side door, and it unlocks the car.
Cool.
Gets a little green ring, unlocks the car, opens the door. But that's not enough. You get in and you want to drive it. You just put your fingerprint down on this little sensor. It unlocks the car, and you are free. I literally, Dad, drove an entire week without a key. And
cool.
It was kind of weird, but it got getting used to. Now, the face ID piece of it doesn't work, like, instantaneously. It's not like your phone's. And I'm sure they're working on getting that technology better because they've got lots of different factors. You know, where is the sun? You know, and that, I did run into that a little bit. If the sun was directly behind me, it had a little bit of a trouble of getting my face and stuff. But it was still really cool. There is the digital thing where your phone, and you and I have talked about this, where it's going to start being where your key is the phone.
Right.
I wasn't able to try it out, but I'm sure it works flawlessly as far as that goes. And honestly, Dad, it was just one of the most fun cars I've driven. You know, you drive and you push that boost mode button it's talking about, and it literally takes your breath away, puts you back in the seat, and off you go. So with that said, you've driven a lot more all-electric cars than I have. You own one. What did you think?
Pretty nice car. I mean, interior, to your point, very nice for the money. And this is where we've talked in the past, and I always hate to talk about other car makers when we're talking about a particular brand and we're doing a review. But, you know, Tesla, who was kind of the originator in that whole space, as more and more companies like this Genesis GV60 come out and compete hard against Tesla. And you've already seen some big discounts on Tesla lately. The stock is not doing well, and it's because of cars like this that it's not. And again, I'll give kudos to Genesis. This car is absolutely fabulous. And I know there's a lot of folks out there where, you know, they've got feelings one way or the other on EVs. But I tell you what, if you've never driven one, what's that old saying, Richard? Don't knock it till you try it, sort of a thing. They are an absolute car lover's blast. If you love cars, they are a blast to drive. It's like nothing you've ever driven in your entire life. And I mean that.
Well, and Dad, and you said it best, which is that this is something like you've never seen, folks. Again, I know a lot of you are listening, and you've heard our thoughts on electric, and this car doesn't change what we think of for electric, but is there a a place for it? Absolutely, and this car is right there in the mix. And you and I have talked about, you know, Tesla Dad and how we think they've got really great technology, but they are lacking in a few things, and we're not going to sit here to knock them because this is you're talking about the Genesis. But Genesis has done a great job. They've kind of put luxury in it. They've thought forward. There's one thing, Dad, that's pretty cool on this, where if you can find a DC charger, so one of the 350 kilowatt DC fast chargers, which not that they're super plentiful, but they will be, you can charge this car from 10% to 80% in 18 minutes.
So
not bad. And you and I have talked about some of this, where if these manufacturers can start doing some of these features to alleviate some of the concerns that folks have with EVs, which one of the primary ones, Dad, is, man, if I get stranded, and I will say this, Dad, I got down to about 50 miles at one point in time going to the stock show and back, and I had some of that same fear. I was like, man, I want to make sure I can make it at this point in time. But if you alleviate some of those concerns, I think it's a car for you. And the last thing I will say is this, Dad, with all electric cars, I think something you need to consider is if you're going to go get one, you need to have one of the larger chargers in your house. You cannot rely on your 110, 120 volts, because I plugged that in. I was only at like 75%, and it was going to take me 35 hours, Dad, to charge it up to full board. So, and you know this, you've got to have that separate charger in the house, which is about an extra $1,000, depending on how you do it and depending on if you've got the ability to wire it yourself or not. But outside of that, folks, Genesis, fantastic job. If you guys are in the market for an all-electric, all-wheel drive SUV, Dad, again, here in Colorado, that's a big deal. I encourage folks to head to your local Genesis dealer, test drive it. I don't think these are out here in Colorado yet, Dad, from what I was researching, but I think they will be here by summer. So be on the lookout, and we encourage folks, when you do that, go get it, test drive it, and let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.